Welcome to City's Never Sleep podcast. We don't have a name for it yet, but that's, I think, what we're going to
drop a name in the comments below.
Yeah,
wrong format.
Help us name this thing right here.
This, I think, could be the first episode, or it could be the third. We recorded once before.
Yeah, I mean, you're just going to get what you get at this point.
I think we should just take all the audio from the old podcast and just lay it over the top of this. Just see people notice.
Juxtapose.
That's all you'll hear.
Yeah, it's just.
So we got Daffy Duck over here.
Yeah, I mean, because most of our podcasts, I think the point is to be on the road. So.
Yeah, I mean, that was also the problem with the first
there
two
roads
times
nearby.
We recorded.
Well, but that was also because we didn't have microphones. We have microphones this time.
Yeah, we recorded with an iPhone voice memo in a very noisy, uninsulated sheet metal box driving down the freeway at 70 miles an hour.
That's just the truth, though.
So the thing is,
that's just what life sounds like at that moment.
And you're going to listen to it.
There was some quality stuff
in there.
We talked
about
poop.
I seriously.
Talked about wrestling. I like
seriously
that.
Doubt that.
We did talk about wrestling.
Talked about how much St. Cloud sucks.
St. Cloud sucks.
Yeah, St. Cloud does suck. Waldy talked about donuts for like a half an hour.
We also went out. Yeah, we talked about like
did I really?
Stuff for quite a long time too, I'm pretty sure.
Dad pops.
A little bit.
Dad pops.
Talk about dad pops. And
no, that's probably why I talked
dude,
about
dude, that's
donuts.
The podcast name. Dad pops and butt stuff. It's
that's
perfect.
One option. We'll vote on this later.
And that coffee went out my nose there.
Dad pops and butt stuff. I do like dad pops having this dude.
It's past noon. I can eat that. It's fine.
Yeah, you can have
them. Well, it's not past noon on West Coast.
This episode is not brought to you by Upper Hand Brewery, but it could be.
Oh, forget we're filming this too.
Yeah.
This might end up as a video. Oh,
this is really, really good.
Yeah, it's brewed in Escanaba.
Hey, Joe.
Upper Hand.
Dad pops fresh pots.
I'd like to have a discussion.
Dad pops and fresh pots.
Dad pops and fresh pots. Dude, that's a good one.
That might be.
All right. You heard it here first. Say it.
Okay, so
below.
Even if you left a name, disregard. They all suck. All the suggestions were terrible.
At this point,
F your name.
And, we've got our name, Dad Pops.
And our ideas are better, so.
I'd say if you can top the name, we'll send you a sticker, and then we won't change. We're just going to go with the name that
we chose. Okay, check this out, right? Well, so if there is a good name, what we do is we put it in subtitles underneath in like a really small text.
I'm going to write this down.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll send you a sticker once we find it.
Dad Pops and
Fresh Pots.
Fresh Pots.
Dad Pops and
Fresh Pots and Dad Pops.
No, I like Dad Pops and Fresh Pots. I feel like it flows better.
I honestly think
Fresh Pots
and Dad Pops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because it usually goes in that order. Like, Joe was drinking coffee just 10 minutes ago.
Fresh Pots.
Cracked his first Dad
well,
Pop.
Well, yeah,
the,
you
got to
start
morning.
You got to start with the coffee. If you start with the beer and go into coffee, you're basically just drinking Four Loko.
Oh.
You're asking for diarrhea. Yeah,
I do like...
Just asking for it.
I do miss our Four Loko.
Nope.
Times.
No, not at all.
No, mm-hmm. I don't miss Four Loko at all.
Nope. I have puked the rainbow drinking Four Loko.
Puke the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow.
Puke the rainbow. The rainbow tastes worse coming up.
It always does. You know? It's life.
Yeah, it's the same reason I don't drink Fireball or Jaeger or any sort of schnapps.
Schnapps.
Schnapps. You know, Fireball is one of those things that I just can't escape. Apparently, I've got friends who like drinking trash water, so
I end up
drinking Fireball.
I don't think I've ever drank Fireball.
You would actually probably like Fireball.
I probably would just because of the fact that like I like spicy, I like a little sweet, and I like hot tamales.
Yeah, that's straight for you.
Yep. Candies.
Like
you
throwing up.
Aldi, you're drinking Limeritas.
So,
strawberry-ritas.
Strawberry-ritas are fucking delicious. So.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy...
Thanks, Sam Dean.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy a good strawberry-rita.
Yeah, I'll drink a good quarter can and then maybe purge myself.
See, I don't purge. See, that's the thing. That's why I won't test the Fireball. I hear you throw up a lot. I don't do that. I refuse. Like, I will do everything in my power at all times to not ever throw up.
After you've been drinking, throwing up isn't that bad.
Nope.
Remember when you threw up out of your car when I was driving your car and it went everywhere?
That was such a good story, though. I still remember that.
That was a prime Patrice moment.
It was. Do you ever hear about that?
No.
Okay, so Jordan Schmidt, our buddy Jordan Schmidt, Grammy Award-winning Jordan Schmidt.
He won.
He's yeah. a boss. He's the best.
So he came into town, and he's like, dude, do you want to get a beer? And I was like, okay, sure. I'm in.
I don't drink, but sure.
Yeah. Well, I really didn't at that point at all.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I'll come hang out. And we're there, and he was like, well, you should get something to drink. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Today's that day. I'm going to do it. And so I didn't go with a beer or anything, because why would I do that? I went straight for hard shit.
You got a Mike's Hard?
No, I didn't have a Mike's Hard. I had a dirty martini. I started up.
That's a rough first drink.
So I started.
No, I think that's a great first make.
Huh?
That's like furthest from a sweet drink.
That's like olive water.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm saying that's a good first drink.
Well,
you don't do that later in the night.
Well, so the thing is I don't know anything about alcohol. And I, going back to Sam Dean, he used to drink those. That was his drink of choice at that point in time. And I'm like, well, I know he drinks that. I'm going to try it. So I drank that. That was one. And then I had a 7 and 7. I remember all of the drinks.
That's weird.
I had a 7 and 7 because I couldn't think of anything else.
What's a 7 and 7?
Seagram's 7.
That sounds awful.
What's Seagram's again?
Well, it's like whiskey, vodka. They make gin. They make all sorts of really bad liquor.
It's a brown liquor. But anyway, so he's already mixing liquor.
Yeah. Yep.
So, because I don't know anything about that. That doesn't make sense to me. And so then I had, what else was it? I remember the last drink this was Hell's Kitchen or Hell's Burgers?
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell Burger. Because it switched.
Not at that time.
Was it? Are you sure?
When Sam was there, it was Hell's Kitchen because Laura was waitressing.
Okay.
And he was bartending.
He was one of the two, but probably Hell's Kitchen.
Seagram 7, Crown, and 7 Up.
Crown Royal.
Was Seagram?
Oh, I remember the third drink is Jordan wanted a Bloody Mary. I've never had one. I'll try one.
My favorite.
So gin.
And I drank a little of that.
And vodka.
And I was like, this is absolutely horrific.
You didn't like it?
Oh, well, first off, I don't like tomatoes.
Well, that's your first mistake there.
Right, right. Well, I was like, but I wanted to try
it. I like all tomato juice and,
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I hate olives. I'll take a dirty martini.
What can I get with all the tomatoes I can possibly fit into a drink?
Right, and make it spicy.
We should make a drink called a V7. That's like a mix between like a Bloody Mary and a 70. What did you call it?
Seagram 7? 7 and 7.
Yeah. Yeah. So we take a 7 and 7, mix it with a Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a V7 because it's like V8, right? But it's got 7 and 7.
So then my next drink though, after that was they were like, we have this new strawberry rhubarb vodka drink that we just got in here.
Strawberry rhubarb,
and
so good.
Right,
that does sound really
and
good.
So I was like, I will try that. And so I drank it. I'm like, this is delicious. So I enjoyed that one. I drank that. So those are my four drinks so far in probably like an hour and a half span.
Just a side note, I want to just touch again on how awesome rhubarb is.
Dude, I love it. I have a rhubarb.
So when I was a young child, right?
Backyard. It's good.
When I was probably like 5 years old, maybe, there was like a group of neighborhood kids in my hometown. We'd all just walk around this little area and like really close to our block. And there was this guy who grew like a dick load of rhubarb in his thing. And it was like normal for us to just go over there and he'd just give us rubarb and sugar.
Yes. Yeah.
All the time.
Too much rhubarb, it's poisonous.
That would explain a lot.
Why?
I mean, you have to eat a lot of it.
Have you been
poisonous to humans?
Well, alcohol is poison.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Life is poison.
So,
life is poison.
I'm going to get back to the story.
Life is poison.
Because that is only the first half.
Okay.
So, I've drank that much. Then we call Waldy, and because Jordan's like, We're drunk at this point. Jordan's like, dude, let's fucking go to Grandma's Sports Garden. I'm like, Waldy needs to meet us here.
That's always just like going
it was
from
a
like
Saturday.
From like a 6 to a 10.
It was a Saturday. It was the dance party.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So like the
remember
best
this now.
So Patrice came out.
Patrice was already there, but Patrice got really Patrice.
Yeah. When we, capital P.
When we walked over to the Sports Garden. From there, it was Dollar Shots night.
Mm.
And they had, like, I don't remember what the shots were called, but they were, like, you know.
I thought,
like,
you remembered every drink pack.
Well, I don't remember what they're called, though. They're, like, they were licorice shots.
That's called Jägermeister.
Yes. But I, no, but it wasn't just that. It was like something else with it, I'm pretty sure. So I had, I think, three of those.
Who was choosing your drinks? Were you like walking around with a roulette wheel and just being like, oh, that, I'll take this shitty drink, please.
He's like, I would like one of each liquor, please.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, crazy. I've never seen you drink more than like three drinks.
It was,
and I've seen you after three drinks. It's like, bad, yeah. Patrice.
Yeah. Yesterday after one,
he drank
beer.
One beer yesterday. And he was like,
well, "I'm dry."
Yeah,
I was yelling at people out the window.
Yeah, you told, you got mad at me. Told me to stop.
Who did?
Jake said, "It's like, Pat, stop." I was like, "Sorry."
It was while we were like reversing down a one way street. He's like yelling out the window, like, "Hey, you guys coming to the show?" Shut the fuck up, Pat.
You've had one beer.
Reel it in.
No, it wasn't. That was two beers.
Oh, you, oh yeah.
I had a second, but I drank them super
he
fast.
Did, yeah, we he drank them in like the span of like 20 minutes.
And
yeah.
He was very hungry.
Yeah.
To be
I had
fair.
Me, to I be had fair. Me, to be fair. But so after those shots, though, after those shots.
That's not a Letterkenny reference. Right?
After, yeah, it is. It super is.
No, shut up. We're trying to. Oh. We're trying to clear our copyright strike here.
It's so after those three drinks, I had the $5 pitcher of Long Island iced tea.
That's good.
Yeah, no, that's, dude, every time
a pitcher.
There's actually two really good shows that I went to at the Sports Garden that I had one $5 pitcher with nothing else prior to that, and I blacked out both those shows. I don't remember any of it.
I'm gonna chime in here.
Were you there?
Nope.
No, you
were. Show with you guys.
Oh boy!
When I wasn't in the band, I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm gonna have a beer." Click, 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 click. And then Wickard was like, "Oh, I don't want this whiskey Coke." I'm like, "Okay, I'll have that." I'll and like $5 pitchers of Long Island iced tea. I'm like, "Okay, I'll have three." I drank three pitchers of Long Island iced tea before we played.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last knowing show.
Mm-hmm.
I was tuning my guitar very unsuccessfully,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, "I should probably go." So I go pee and I'm pissing and I was like, I should probably throw up. So I go to the toilet and I'm like, down the hatch, let's go. Ah. Just
yeah.
Puked
let's
up.
Fucking bah!
Just puking at all in the toilet because I'm a very respectable person and I have good puking technique. And I come out and one of my straight edge buddies was like, "Waldy, you gonna be good to play?" I'm like, "Yeah." Then I woke up at home.
Yeah. Show went great.
So, no, and so I watched the video. I mean, when you're playing drop A, like,
it's all just sounds like.
Yeah, it's all just like.
I mooned Joe Zimmer's mom. I stage dove and hit someone with my guitar. But I played like 90% of the stuff, right? There's video proof, so.
Nice.
That's cool. Maybe so, we'll post that video.
Show must go on.
To finish my story, no. So I had all of those drinks. And then, so we're dancing. We're all dancing. I don't know who or what I danced with, but we're dancing.
It was me. And I still have nightmares.
But then I was like, "Wally," super drunk. I'm like, "Wally, we should go skip rocks." And we did. We went over. We walked over. All of us, is me, Jordan, Wally. We're like, we're skipping rocks for a little bit. And I was like, "Wally, I don't think I need to drive home." And so Waldy drove me home, and I remember during the drive, I was like, "Waldy, I gotta roll my window down." And I rolled up. He's like, "You doing okay?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, oh yeah, I feel just that." I never cleaned my car though. The outside, it just went on the outside. I let the rain take it. Just let the rain
man,
clean it.
That shit's like acidic, man. If it sits on there for a day, it'll
I don't
like
think you cared about that
paint.
Car.
No, I didn't care about that car. The rain washed it.
It's just character.
Yeah, it just added character. It just had little dribbles for a long time.
It's the same, you know, it's the same thing I do with my cabinet. I just don't put it in a road case and, like, you know, just let it kind of like let life take it to where it wants to go.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, after that though, like realistically, I woke up, didn't have a hangover.
Yeah, because you puked.
Didn't have a hangover.
I don't know. Sometimes I'll puke like a lot and I won't get rid of all of the fucking
poison.
The demons.
The poison. Yeah, the demons reside within me still.
Joe threw up just 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Pretty good, too.
First night of tour.
First night of tour.
First night.
Well, that's because it was...
We were very good at the show.
There's proof of it.
We had maybe like a beer each before the show.
I'm proud of us on that
one. I had one beer the whole night.
Nice.
I definitely had more than that.
Yeah, Waldy was driving. So he
by the time we were done,
at six and then drove us home at one.
I didn't have any beer that night.
Dude, I was playing pool like a fucking toddler. I was so bad.
Yeah, I was pretty bad too.
I just play pool like a toddler regardless, so...
Dude, I used to be really good at pool, and then, like, I'm just not anymore. So I'll, like, walk up to every game still thinking I got it, and I'll be like, who's ready to get their fucking asshole waxed? And then I'll just, like, walk up and whiff, like, four shots in a row.
He's, like, not even actually hitting balls. Like,
oh, that's an air ball. All right.
And then they take you to the bathroom, and they'll strip, and they're like, it's you, motherfucker. And Joe's nice and smooth.
I'm always nice and smooth.
Smooth Joe.
Smooth Joe? Dude, we can make like a laxative coffee.
Smooth Joe.
Smooth Joe.
Get a smooth cup of Joe.
Mm-hmm. Smooth Joe. And it's just my face on the front of it, like.
Gross.
Oh, I'm into this. So we gotta make sure that before this video goes up that we copyright all of these fantastic ideas. Make websites for them.
Sure.
Sounds like a great money investment.
Yeah.
Just like you sound like a rabid inventor who's just like, he's like, I made wheels for the toilet.
Wheels for a toilet?
This is, I swear, I copyright, it's patented. It's a great idea.
The portable toilet.
No, yeah. It doesn't even, no, just the wheels on the toilet. Just on the side. Wheels they just spin while you're on it.
They just spin?
Training wheels.
Yeah.
So just like toilet training wheels, but you don't go anywhere because toilets shouldn't move.
Or maybe it'll help with like...
It's kind of like the, it's like the squatty like, potty.
Dude, a toilet with a pedal system on it. It would look like a recumbent bicycle. And you
would just be... But you have to pedal enough.
Dude, I think
and then that was
I'm
save.
Ready to patent this one though.
Yeah. And that will be like the flush.
Now, my question for you guys is because we're taking this to the end here. Like you're like this, right? Where does the receptacle go? And how is it facing you? Is it just like
ready to receive, or
is it like
which receptacle? What's a?
I'm talking about the place where your poop goes, friend.
It's wherever your butt is. I hope.
Why would it be
I'm
like
I'm talking
this?
Like you're up like this though.
Right? Why do you have to be up like that?
Yeah,
because it's a recumbent bicycle design. Have you never seen this?
Yeah, or you're not up here. Yeah, you're like
I'm talking like okay. So maybe we just tilt it back about 20 degrees.
That's too many degrees. That's gonna go everywhere.
Well, I'm thinking like right.
I guess the toilet could be sloped up
or. You're just sitting,
cool.
And it's just like right here. It's just going to be a really so, higher one because no, squatty potty's here.
You got to make sure, like the no, squat. You got to make sure your legs are bent nice and high.
No,
nice and high.
Have you ever done that? Next time
let's try it.
Next time you poop, we're going to take
something
a really.
Else. We'll make a prototype.
We're
going to
take a really tall stool. What you'll have another stool.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to make you poop like that.
And if we put the stool up high enough, the second stool could be really tall as well.
Oh, it's going to be such a mess. You're cleaning that up, bud.
Well, but what he's saying, though, if the poop receptacle would have to be a different shape, yeah. Though. So, like, the toilet would have to have a little curvature. So what you would do...
It'd have to be like a playground slide.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah, so it'd go... And then, so, like, you...
Just
so,
kind of...
To get into it, it would kind of be like a little thing to get into it because you'd have to get in, kind of slide yourself down a little bit. So then, and then angle yourself because it's, you know.
Maybe we treat it like Jake's bidet where you get onto it and then you pull a lever and it's just like, gets into position. I mean, like, there's engineers, guys. They know how to make this stuff.
They can make
it. If you're an engineer and you think that you've got what it takes to, what are we calling this thing? We got to have a name for it.
Potty pedal.
Pedal potty. I like that.
Pedal potty.
Pedal potty.
Pedal potty's good.
Or pedal poopy.
Pedaling thing. Like, you know, like biking is very popular right
biking
now.
Biking is very popular right
pedal
now.
Pedal pubs. So pedal potty, I could see why that would just fit right in.
Ooh, with the next thing. So you have your own pedal pub. Your seat is your toilet. We can.
I think
we can
we're getting
co-branding with them. Like, hey, you but have your thing. We're gonna add our toilets.
It's a pedal pub, but all the pedaling mechanisms are angled just like Joe was describing earlier. So everyone's sitting like this.
Because, imagine going on one of those things. Like me and Jake, we're like, okay, this is fun. Wow, we can do this forever, and we don't have to stop to pee ever. And then Joe gets on. He's like, gluck gluck, I gotta pee. Gluck gluck, I gotta pee. Gluck gluck, I gotta pee.
Hey, I've been better.
You have been.
He didn't have to stop to pee at all last night.
I know.
No, I did. I just didn't want to talk about it because I don't want to be Tiny Tank. I don't want to be the one.
Dude, we had plenty of Gatorade bottles.
Yeah.
Jake, well, I can't do that though.
Well, I can sometimes, but like
we'll get you there.
You guys you've seen me.
Jeff,
so it's
bad
like
aim.
I'd probably end up like pissing all over you guys.
Oh god, That's true.
Yeah, you would.
Like somehow you'd be right over here, like the driver's seat's here, passengers are like you'd be here and somehow it would get on the steering wheel.
Or so, at the very least, I would have accidentally peed on the grapes.
Like, yeah.
Oh, shoot. Where are those?
They were underneath all of our suitcases last night. So pushed. We've made one.
And it's frozen.
Well, I mean, after the Durango went through the back of it, everything kind of went.
So
it needed a good touch up.
You know, that repack was interesting.
I could pee into a Gatorade bottle, but we would need like the like a separator. I just can't have you guys watching me. I just can't
Pat,
do it.
Pat just is like, oh, guys, I need curtain. A pee. I got to set up my peeing station. It's just like those voting curtains.
Yeah, I mean, I'd at least need a voting curtain for sure. I mean, I just
what
need
about a bag over your head?
No.
That's a great idea.
No, seriously, though. Here's the thing. You put the bag over. I'll still know that you could see my weenie.
And we could put a bag over our heads.
Everyone I've seen your weenie plenty of times, bro. I think we're like well past that.
I just can't do it.
It's part of being in a band. It's
can't
true.
Or
everyone's
won't.
Got to see each other's weenie at some point.
Can't or won't.
No, can't. My bladder says nay, nay. You'll explode first. We will just let this go.
Okay. How about we just get a pee bag for you?
Just like a catheter. Just pop a catheter.
Yeah, pop a Kathy.
Pop a Kathy.
Just pop a Kathy, man.
Dude, that's going to be the new thing in the clubs. Like, yo, you want to pop some Kathys? Like, yeah, we don't need to leave to drink. We don't need to leave to pee. Just pop a Kathy. Just shots, beers, drinks. And like, yeah. Pee, and then you're pee, dancing pee, with someone like, pee. Wow, your leg's really warm. I'm like, yeah, that's our connection. But they don't know that that's just your pee because you popped a Kathy.
And like, or you know, for really good Kathy. Buddies, it can just be like one reservoir and two lines coming out.
No.
You know?
You have to
because you don't even have to leave each other.
The buddy Kathy?
It's like a suitcase.
The buddy Kathy? There's names here.
I'm just imagining like you have to share a bag.
The Kathy comrade. Yeah.
How would you share? It was oh.
Founded in Soviet Russia.
See, the worst part about that is what happens if you get separated or someone like, oh, excuse me, I'm going to squeeze right between you. And then the bag gets pulled and then the Kathy gets pulled out very aggressively when you don't want it to. That's where the problem with the...
It's like a Kathy Griffin.
So basically it's going to make one mean statement about the president and have no career for 30 years.
Ooh.
All right, we got hot takes on the show. Right. I like it.
I stole that joke from something on television.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Except I said it better.
Better cite it, otherwise we're going to get a strike.
I doubt that. If you find that deep dive of a joke, say it in the comments below on our podcast. Subscribe. Wait.
Like and subscribe. Fucking subscribe.
Let's fucking go. Are there comments on podcasts? I don't listen to them.
Well, I mean,
well, we will. We're going to put this on. That's why we got the camera up, so we can put it on YouTube and people aren't just like listening.
Yeah, you see.
In the comments below.
You can watch
like,
us.
Like, imagine how much more confusion there would be when we're talking about the pedal potty and people can't see the proper angle that we're actually like looking to design. We'll never get help.
That's true.
It's true.
Okay.
I mean, well, the point of the pot, we'll also have it on like all streaming platforms and stuff, so you can just, you know, listen to us talk and then have to watch as well. But then we can also, you also have the option to watch us if
which
you
is
wish
just
to.
A terrible decision on your part.
I don't know why anyone would want to.
I'm going to go to the next level here. What about combining like an inversion table with a squatty potty?
I'm already into this.
But it's going to have to be a vacuum.
Oh!
So it just,
just sucks it right
dude,
out
dude, it's like
you.
A catheter for your butt.
You're like, ah! So you're inverted upside down.
So see, I'm picturing this like you ever go to the bank and there's those tubes and oh, then you put your money in it.
So everything in life, yeah. like in nature, it's like, oh, gravity, the whole thing that goes down, like our body's meant for, you know, gravity to take over.
So like,
but literally it's just going to go.
So, but here's the question though. So like, this is just kind of what was going through my brain. Like, so the suctioning tube, right? So like.
You're going the wrong direction.
Well.
It goes up.
Up.
It goes up, Pat. Yep. There you go.
So you have to like get your butt up in the air for this one?
No, I'm thinking like, I mean, it won't work. Science will not prove it.
So here's what you do.
But it's just kind of funny.
So regardless,
you lay it down like this, right? The door opens itself. You just kind of like lay it in there, close the door, and then it's just like shunk.
Oh wait, so the tube isn't taking the poop out of your butt.
Oh no,
you have to
end up sucking your intestines out.
Okay, so I guess
people like fucking swim in the bottom of pools and lose their whole rectum, and it's like.
Is that real allegedly. Or is that just from It's Always Sunny
I don't know
in Philadelphia?
If it's, I don't know if it's real. It happened. Saw an article on Facebook the other day that was like, it was like an old woman. She's like, I lost my whole intestines in a pool or something.
Okay.
Like, it was a bad article.
So in podcasts, we always have people that like,
Joe Rogan, can you look this up for us,
you know,
please?
Thanks, Joe.
They'll kind of look this shit up. I'm going to fact check this right now.
Oh, nice. You're going to, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to fact check.
It'll be an interesting Google search.
Well, I mean, my last one was like Maitland Ward, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's.
What's her name?
Maitland Ward.
Maitland?
Because she's a porn star now.
Maitland?
Yeah, from Boy Meets World. Were you not in here?
Cool name.
You were. He was sitting right there.
I was tuning the fuck out.
She was from Boy Meets World, but now she's a porn star?
Never watched that show.
Okay.
What?
No, I wasn't a fan. Because I think, okay, I actually have an explanation for this. You know when sitcoms do those episodes where they like recap the like a bunch of instances from the seasons that came before it? So like every time I would tune into fucking Boy Meets World, it would be like, "Hey Topanga!" Then it switches, "Hey Topanga!" It goes to another, "Hey Topanga!" And it was like it was always like them showing like each character doing their like thing over and over again. And I don't know if I just got super unlucky or whatever, but I never saw anything worthwhile. When I was watching that show.
Okay, so
can we get rid of him now?
Who, Joe?
Like you, that's don't talk shit on Boy Meets World.
Okay,
don't talk shit. Total.
I wasn't that into it.
Yeah, I've never.
It wasn't
never,
a great what? Show. It wasn't a great show.
You I didn't have TV for fucked. Most of my
no,
childhood.
So
also,
I didn't like
Disney Channel it. TV is trash, guys.
Hey, well, hey, calm down.
Boy Meets World was
Disney Channel.
No, it wasn't.
Dude, Darkwing Duck
wasn't. Was okay.
No, it was like ABC
or TBS or something. I don't know. Yeah, whatever it was, it was trash.
I don't know.
Huh? Was that beer full? Right?
No.
At one time it was.
It's like,
okay. So
make me nervous.
I looked up the intestines getting sucked out by a pool valve. In 2017, that's what popped up first. A teenager required life-saving surgery after his intestines were sucked out by a swimming pool filter. It is understood the horrific accident took place when the 14-year-old became trapped in the purifier of a Spanish pool while playing a game.
What's a Spanish pool?
Is okay, so I have to understand a little bit more about this, right? Where he had to
holy
put his butt
shit.
On something.
Wait, holy shit.
What was he doing? Pool,
this one scares me. They used a terrifying word. Pool drain eviscerates 6-year-old girl.
Oh my God.
2017.
So just like,
what is
like
happening
Juicer
in 2017?
Dude, it was a fucking dark time.
That's probably the time that Always Sunny episode came out.
You're probably right.
Kids, impressionable kids, like, Mac told us not to do it, and then he did it.
Oh, I remember that episode now.
He looked so happy when he did it, too. And then now a girl is eviscerated.
When Hennepin County...
That's
what?
Yeah.
Dummy?
Medical Center EMS received a dispatch for a six-year-old girl injured at the Minneapolis Golf Club kiddie pool.
Holy shit.
In a kiddie pool? On June 29th. They never imagined the horrific injury that would find on arrival.
It's too close to home now.
I'm getting physically ill.
Sucked out of a 2-inch laceration in her rectum when she sat on an uncovered suction drain in the golf club's waiting pool.
Dude, I have been swimming in pools since I could, and I've never once been like, I'm going to put my butthole on that suction hole.
Yeah, I mean, fuck.
Dude, I mean, you like walk over it all the time, and it's not like it's that suction-y.
I imagine you get a good seal though.
If you could get a good seal on it, but you have to like.
Now here's the question: what horsepower does it take to like suck your insides out?
Would it be horsepower? Wouldn't that be like?
Or what? Like a vacuum power?
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't think it's horsepower. IBUs? Though.
What is that?
But like,
I think it's IBUs.
I think it's IBUs
for the suction. It's like, okay, what amount of suction force would it take to make your insides come out?
I'll bet I could suck your insides out with my mouth.
How much do I have to pay you for that?
Bro, you're in the band. It's all free. All
right. Oh. Wow.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It probably doesn't take a whole lot.
First kink.
You know?
I found my first kink.
Yes.
I don't even want kink. Them sucked out. I just want to feel them.
You didn't read your welcome packet when you joined the band about the perks?
I just want to feel my fucking intestines wiggle a little bit.
No health insurance.
Oh, man, I'll make them flutter. I'll make them flutter, bro.
I can't even finish that sentence. I just felt wrong. Shit.
Fucking.
Well, back to topic.
Fresh pots of dad pops is getting off the rails here.
Well, we pretty much always drift towards butt stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, just... It's happened the last two times we've done this.
We've recorded three podcasts so far, and at least two of them drifted really hard towards butt stuff. So.
Yeah,
the first one was probably the worst.
Yeah,
that one may never see the light of day.
Yeah, it won't.
I'm sure it might.
But this is
what we should.
I know. Ahead. I want to know, like, because what's the suctional force of most pool drains?
Pat's got it.
I don't even if you found out a number and a value, I don't know if that would help me in any way.
No. But so then it's just like, oh, there's a squirrel.
Like I wouldn't know what to compare that to.
So let's just say like a vacuum, your average Hoover. So if like
it's a good vacuum.
For sciences.
Decent vacuum.
You put like, okay, how much would like okay, so if you're like on someone like, oh, I got your insides. Okay. Just like what's the threshold?
I'll bet any conventional vacuum.
Say it in the comments below.
Like okay, pools so, have like pneumatic pumps.
Did so you ever put
pretty okay. powerful?
Did you guys ever put a vacuum up to your mouth when you were a kid?
Yeah,
and I think like, I did
and
that.
You
like
feel
last
your
week.
Lungs like go, yeah. You know, yeah.
Like. Pretty sure I did that like a week ago. So.
Yeah, I used to
it's
do
fun,
that.
Yeah.
Just I guess like, I never oh, had my mouth open when it was always just like.
Yeah, you just wanted your lips. So
I wanted to get that general look.
But I can imagine. I could see Joe doing that, go getting his lips in there, and he goes. I'll bet I could breathe this in.
I can see Joe taking these like.
It's going on!
Dude.
And then.
And then like,
there goes his lungs.
And then there goes just your uvula just.
Okay. So the force of a pool's suction can be tremendous. Ooh. 350 pounds of pressure for an 8-inch main drain with a standard pump.
That sounds
so. Basically, you could probably like get a skin sample if you were to like leave your arm on the drain for
Dude,
a while.
Listen to this. This is like this suction entrapment will hold the bather in its grip until either the vacuum is broken.
Do they hire Stephen King to write this fucking
or
article?
He or she drowns, defying
wow.
the rescue efforts of onlookers.
Dude.
Dude, I'm probably never going to swim in
this
a pool ever again.
This fucking just came from Pool and Spa News.
That's a great source.
Wow. Dude, they're running some edgy material. I would have never expected Pool and Spa News to be so fucking...
We need an article that...
Hey, Pool and Spa News.
What's up?
Let's collaborate. We can...
We can spice up your fucking...
Maybe that's where they get their... Like, Vice gets their interns.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to tag it in the yeah. in the tags.
No, the resources or whatever. What's it called? Where it's
I'm gonna go for a refill. Are you talking about
citation? Like a citing your source?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to grab me another one, eh?
So everyone's drinking either Fresh Pots or Dad Pops right now.
Mm-hmm. I think that should be a requirement.
I'm drinking Echinacea tea because I have the coronavirus, it seems.
He doesn't actually have the coronavirus.
Yeah. Anyways.
But we're all treating him like he does.
Yeah. Third day of tour. Joe got really sick the first day, lost his backpack the second day. I got sick the third day. So it's off to a good start. Seven more days, boys.
Well, he's doing
I don't know. You were coughing a lot last night, bro. Yeah.
You could hear that.
That's his post-nasal drip, though.
Post-nasal drip.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, I've filmed for about 40 minutes so far.
Yep, I know.
Give a shit if you know. I do a little bit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're at like 40 minutes. We're at about 40 minutes for a podcast.
Which is way longer than anyone's probably.
No. We should try to post hour long episodes. Well, I know it sounds overwhelming and a little crazy, but like
no,
well,
we
will. I'm just saying no one's going to last through about.
Oh, sure they will.
We're going to start talking about intestines getting sucked out by pool drains.
No, they're going. That's gold. That's podcast gold.
The thing is,
we're giving the people the information that they don't dare look for themselves.
Yeah, they don't want that on their searches.
Yeah, exactly. We'll ruin your search history so you don't have to.
Yeah,
or we'll ruin his search history so you don't have to.
Oh, if that's what's ruined my search history so far, I'm okay then.
Nice.
Because I look up some weird things sometimes.
Pat's got some dark thoughts.
Dude, it's not even dark thoughts. It's I hear something curiosity. And I'm like, I need to know more about this.
You ever worry about lists or anything like that?
I'm probably on lists. It's fine.
Yeah,
probably
how all far are. Can you live from a school?
Oh, I live across the street from a school.
I don't know. I'm going to have to get a hold of that.
I don't look at that kind of stuff. That's fucked. Yeah, you guys are gross.
I'm not saying you're a pedo.
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying you probably shouldn't be around children.
No, it's like, seriously? I think boy, my daughter's 10 now. I think she's too old to go to a father-daughter dance. I think that's weird.
That's personal preference, I guess.
I think it's weird, personally.
You know what I think is weird?
Huh.
Having children.
That's a thing. Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's fair.
I don't like it at all.
They're expensive, smelly, and they make
plus, guys, can you even imagine like what kind of cats. Child I would produce?
I don't know. I don't want to.
Can you imagine? Especially like a mix of Summer and I. So like, it would be like the most intense child that ever existed.
The thing is, she'd be wildly hyperactive, can't open her mouth.
You're right. Though. It would be a girl, too. I would have a girl lose all my hair immediately.
Yeah. There's no chance that if you tried for a kid that they would just come out as one
normal,
there would be multiple and they just keep spawning and reproducing.
Yeah. Yeah. What do they call it? Mitosis. Yeah. It is like, mitosis, right?
There's okay. literally so. Be gremlins. Like if you feed them after night, they just, or get them wet.
Feed
like,
them at night. I would feed them in the morning.
And that's why he can't be a father. Feed them at night. Ha!
Yeah, how are you supposed to teach them how to live if they can't get their own fucking food?
Jesus. Yeah, there's your bottle. I can't reach the water faucet.
Well, that's natural selection, baby.
You know what? MacGyver got out of this prison cell with a piece of gum and a lithium battery.
Where's your fucking brain, kid?
Oh, man, that really does not let the beer taste better.
Yeah, what? Stop doing that.
What did you do? You sipped it? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe my aeration was set on too high.
You what?
That was pool drain high. Maybe I should just do, like, lesser.
Perhaps you should do lesser.
Yeah.
How's that?
I'm just going to drink it normal.
Yeah, I'd
I mean, it probably will taste.
Oh, yeah. So much better drinking normal. All right. In the comments below, how do you drink your beer?
Butt chugging.
Butt chug.
Have you ever?
Circle back to butt stuff.
I've never butt chugged, no. I've never put like drugs in my butt. or
beverages.
Or alcohol or beverages.
So what have you put
in your
butt? I've When I was a child, I used to have some problems pooping, so I've had like many a suppository.
Okay. I guess it's surprising. I for sure thought you would have done some type of alcohol. There's a squirrel again.
No, dude. I don't know. That just seems like, even for me, that's a little high. Like, that's a little heavy.
Yeah. I feel that.
If I could smoke a bowl through my butt, though, I'd probably do that.
Okay, so what you do is you put the vacuum in your mouth, then you put the bowl there, turn the vacuum on, and then it'll suck.
You're just using pure physics there, and I love it.
Yeah. I watched Science, Bill Nye as a kid. Man.
Dude, I watch Bill Nye now.
I don't like his new show as much.
Yeah. I didn't know he had a new show.
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Like Bill Nye Explains Everything or something like that?
Yeah, Bill Nye Saves the World.
Saves the world, yeah.
He hasn't.
Well,
yeah, fucking tall order right now, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to save the world. Okay, Elon.
What?
We should, Elon Musk, you done Joe Rogan. Now you got to do the next biggest thing coming up.
Hey,
here.
He'll smoke marijuana with you.
I will.
And his name's Joe, too. So you're going to be very comfortable.
Wait, did they do that like on the podcast or something?
Was Elon Musk smoked weed with Joe Rogan, yeah.
And oh, then really? Everyone's
and people
like, oh
lost
my
their
gosh.
Minds.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Do that.
Because they were just, I don't know. They, it was like people just couldn't handle it. I don't know. There was a lot of like controversy about him smoking.
Wait. That smart man smokes marijuana?
I don't even know if he regularly smokes. I think he just smoked with him.
Yeah, but I think, was that the whole point? Is that just that guy? He's so smart to be so dumb.
No, I think it's just like people hate to see people living their best life and having substances at the same time.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry, Carol. Your asthma inhaler is a substance.
Dude, Elon Musk has got some fucking huge swinging testicles.
Oh, yeah.
I think that he is like the most badass fucking
he is.
High level. Like,
he pretty much does whatever he wants. Yeah.
He wears crazy fucking clothes all the time. He doesn't look like your typical like super rich dude.
I think he just fucking does his thing, man.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He's not trying to be any.
He's
anything.
Like. Just. These cars are fun. Let's make a fucking spaceship.
Yeah. Let's fucking figure space.
That was cool. Let's just
can't
on to the next thing.
Conquered cars.
Cars are done.
Done.
We're done with cars.
What's next?
They go fast.
My cars go fast.
It's uncomfortable. I was in the one.
Oh, you're talking about Teslas?
Yeah. I was in the real quick. The sport with the ludicrous mode.
With Sam?
Yeah.
Because he's like, check this
wait,
out.
Wait. Do they actually have a ludicrous mode?
Oh, so you didn't know this. So, he is naming all of like the crazy modes like after Spaceballs. There was something mode.
That's so
like
amazing.
You know how so the next one
it's ludicrous speed though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
So
cuz that's from Spaceballs.
Ludicrous, yeah. I think it was 0 to 60 in 2.6 or 2.8.
You can change your acceleration like
No, that's what it was like.
Well, it's pretty limit like they like the normal driving mode limits that cuz like people drag race those things now, and they're like the battery is gone after like 1/4 mile if you tune it so that you can be that fast.
Yeah.
Electric motors are amazing.
But so the next one that they're working on, it's going to go 0 to 60, and they're planning or trying to get it at 1.8, and they're going to call that, I believe, plaid mode.
So give me some perspective here. Like,
so, like you remember
how fast does like a Gilardi go or something like that? Is that what it's called?
A what?
It's like a Gilardi. Lamborghini starts with Gia. Gallardo? Gallardo?
Yeah. Gilardi?
I mean, that's like a Gilardi. I don't think they've made those in a while.
Yeah. I love how you like, when initially though, you were so fucking confident. So how fast does one of those Gilardis go?
You know? It's all I know.
But anyway, just to finish that thought.
That's all I can do.
Like in 3.2
seconds. If you don't have conviction, what do you have?
Joe. It's like,
0 to 60, 3.2 seconds. So ludicrous.
A Lamborghini?
A Gallardo, yeah.
Is that like not a fast Lamborghini?
That's fast.
It's fast, but that, I mean, I don't think they've made that car for like years.
Okay, so like you're a car guy. Like tell me like,
I don't know, like
what's your like fastest accelerating vehicle and how does that compare to like a new Tesla?
I think Tesla has it.
I like how Jake's doing all the safe searches over there.
Yeah.
My search history is squeaky clean over here.
Safe search.
Yeah, my search history is confusing and misspelled all the time.
Yeah. So then in Spaceballs, you're like, you know, in Star Wars, like, we're going to go to Hyper, and it's like, or like Star Trek.
Yeah. Yep. And then.
Yeah. So then Spaceballs was making fun of it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, warp speed. ludicrous speed, and then like plaid. The next one it was plaid.
Yeah. I do remember. No, dude, I'm well versed in Spaceballs.
Great movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Super good. I think it's my favorite Mel Brooks movie. Young Frankenstein.
That's my favorite.
It's a good one.
That one it's just so perfectly done, dude. When I was younger, like just the aesthetic and the way they like filmed it, I could have sworn it was an old movie.
Oh
like,
yeah. Oh. Yeah.
The way
Gene Wilder's just a genius.
Yeah.
He did Airplane and Naked Gun, right?
No, that was Liam Nielsen. That was Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie. No, that's the actor. But Leslie, I'm saying Leslie the
Nielsen.
Writer,
Nielsen?
Yeah. The director.
No.
I thought
Airplane maybe?
No, he didn't do Airplane.
I'll look. Just to be, you know.
Yeah.
This will be my safe search.
That's your safe search.
You get one. But anyway,
Blazing Saddles was funny too.
Blazing Saddles is great. Leslie Nielsen was actually in both of those movies, though.
That one might be the best.
That one is pretty damn good.
It was David Zucker directed it. Airplane, anyway. Naked Gun?
Yeah.
Probably same guy.
Maybe.
It's all that same type of clever comedy.
I don't know if I'd call it like clever all the time. It's pretty funny, but like.
You're right. David Zucker. Did both. Okay. Yeah.
They look like the same movie. That's why.
Because it's that similar type of humor.
Right.
I swore that it was Mel Brooks. He had nothing to do with Airplane or Naked Guns.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, my foot's in your shot.
Oh, that's okay.
Wasn't that like before his time anyways?
No.
Mel Brooks
is the 80s.
Yeah.
Airplane was in the 80s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Maybe late 80s, but.
Yeah, I just watched Naked Gun, and it's real funny.
Oh, yeah, I just saw
it. So funny. But yeah, like Airplane, super creative. Like when they're running through the airport and just the narrative between, oh, no, you can park in the yellow. No, you can't. And like just how it kept progressing.
In the red zone.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
1980. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was like mid-70s.
No, it looked a little too good for that. No, I'm just talking like the film quality.
Yeah, 80s.
It's kind of like listening to like recordings. You can tell like when a recording was made, basically by like what how everything ties together in the mix. Sure.
I feel that.
See Naked Gun.
I think about that stuff all the time. I think about like really, really technical things, and then like that's about 20% of my thought, and then like the other 80% is like nonsensical, fucking like just upsetting things.
Yeah, that's why. That's
pretty true. Yeah,
that's why you are TikTok quality.
I'm a TikTok.
You are.
I'm trying to start a TikTok.
You are TikTok.
Get that going.
TikTok scares the hell out of me, dude. Because like, here's why I think TikTok scares me. Because if I go like balls deep into TikTok, I think it's gonna change me, and you guys are gonna love it.
Well, I mean, you could say the same thing about the internet.
Like, I love those videos.
Though. The thing about like, if I get into something and I realize that like me interjecting my TikTok into your lives for the worse is good for content, I will do it constantly. I will be in your face with some real upsetting shit constantly, and it'll be posted on TikTok.
That's normally what it's like hanging out with you anyway.
Well, yeah, it's just a regular fucking day with you.
Now we're just going to share our misery with the world.
Are we going to get grinders? No. Okay, here's the thing. When we go to KC, we've only got two options.
Q39. I live there. That's where we're going.
Like Q39.
No, I'm saying we got two options.
Well, you want to go to Gates?
No. We either go to Grinders or we go to Poncho's.
Me and Joe are going to get dropped off, I think.
I think so.
Me and Jake are going to go to the... I mean, Grinders is great.
Jake would love Poncho's.
Poncho's is great, too.
What's up?
Then I think
it's like a burrito place. But imagine like if your like dad didn't know about seasoning or cooking, and he just made like what somebody described as a burrito to him. It's super good.
It's
and
good.
It's really fucking big.
They're huge. It's like filled with like chunks of potatoes, and like
I mean, if that's the one you get,
okay, yeah. Jake, it's good. It's like any other store or any other restaurant.
No. Yes. Incorrect. Yes.
Very correct.
Incorrect.
It's very correct.
That's a hot take.
I'll probably eat a Qdoba.
That's a hot take that's going to go cold real Qdoba? Fast.
What? No, here's the thing. I'm just saying, like, for me, you drop me off wherever, I won't go to Q39.
What is that?
It's the barbecue best barbecue place. Spot in Kansas City.
The one and only time I ate there, I got food poisoning. I won't go back.
That's how I feel about Long John Silver's.
That's fair. That's fair. But yeah, because I was.
Are you sure it was from there?
It's well, the I best. I didn't get a fucking shitting myself and puking all over the place.
Back to butt stuff.
Before I went to Q39, so that's how what off, came up.
How after?
What did you eat
that night?
What did you eat?
A chicken sandwich.
Was your chicken pink?
No, it looked fine.
Was your chicken pink?
But
hey, first buddy, off, you got chicken at a barbecue spot. Like,
but I don't like that stuff, though.
You don't like barbecue?
Not much. I don't like Gates either. I mean, I do.
I don't personally love barbecue, but I do love slow cooked meats. But I just don't love barbecue.
And
the thing is when you get like something salty, I'm not a sweet and salty guy. I don't like having like if I'm eating meat, I want the meat to be salty. I don't want any sweetness in the meat that ruins.
So you're more of a dry rub kind of person more than a sauce.
I guess maybe yeah. Like I'm more about the zestiness.
So Jake, you'll go with me, and I'll take you to good food.
Okay, no, I'm not saying I don't like good barbecue. Yeah. I do like good barbecue, but it's not my first choice.
I'm saying the quality at Q39 that you'll get there is going to be better than any other Mexican place that we can get a generic burrito.
It's a Mexican barbecue place?
No, I'm saying Poncho's.
Oh.
You can find that burrito in
but most it's places. That's the thing. It's like McDonald's. Like you can get fries anywhere else, but McDonald's makes the best fries, you know? There's no debate.
I mean, there.
Comments below.
You could debate for sure. I just.
You're wrong.
I do agree with you, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Poncho's, nobody makes like a weird non traditional burrito like Poncho's does.
I mean, it's.
No.
This is great publicity for Poncho's.
There's.
Nobody makes an irregular burrito quite like Poncho's, but it's deliciously incorrect.
No. Incorrect. It's like. Pretty Mexican.
Well, I don't know, dude. I've never seen huge chunks of potatoes in a chicken burrito before that place.
And that's his first.
I think you might have just ordered the one that had potatoes in it.
Yeah,
I did. Well, no, I did.
Yeah, it's probably just.
It was chicken, potatoes, cheese, and sour cream. It was wonderful.
Yeah, that's probably that's more around the lines of a breakfast burrito. Most of their other burritos. Yep. But most of their burritos do not have potatoes in it. It's a very authentic type burrito.
And you could be right. I've only ordered that one burrito. So
I lived there for 4 years. I've had it quite a bit.
Oh yeah, and the thing is, like, there's
it's good.
Kansas City's hard because there is a lot of really good food there. Like so much good food, and I know Q39, like, you know, I understand that everyone
loves... Yeah, but you don't like good things, though.
Not all the... No, and that's... No, but seriously, though, that's not a lie. I prefer, like, it dingy shit a lot of times. I just like that.
Bro, you listen to Taylor Swift. I can't take anything you say seriously.
Well, hey, I'm sure you listen to shit I don't like, too.
Yeah, but it's good stuff.
To you.
No, to the world. In general. General consensus is
to the
right.
World.
I love how he says to the world is the general consensus. However, one of the biggest mega superstars in the world.
I'm siding with him on this one.
Like you literally just.
Just because she's famous doesn't mean she's.
Doesn't mean she's beloved.
Well, she may be beloved, but like,
nope,
you know.
Beloved is beloved.
It's not easy to impress children is what I'm saying. It's not easy to impress. Or it's easy to impress children.
And
you know,
apparently,
and that's her main demo.
Millions of adults.
Yeah. I'm sure there's like a ton of 30 plus people being like, this new fucking Taylor Swift record fucking fucks.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
The
yeah.
radio world.
Dude, you guys are listening to garbage. Garbage. I can't believe you. You're looking me dead in the eyes as a fucking 36-year-old male. And you. I can't even.
No, I'm saying there's a.
Do you relate to it? Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
I just think I just enjoy it some of it. Sure. I don't love her new stuff as much.
Sure, you know? Sometimes I like getting hit really, really hard.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. So, you know, it depends. It depends
name
where
a
you hit me.
Situation where you love getting hit really hard.
If you smack me on the ass pretty good, maybe. You know, depending on what's going on at the time.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, okay. give me
I
the mic.
Need you to, I need
give
here.
Me the mic.
No.
Ass.
Yeah, because I want to get
power swing though. Ready? Here. I want you to leave the hand of God.
Here. And I get, all right. Let me just make sure. No, all right, because we got to get... Wait, hold on. Because I got to be able to get... We got to get the sound of this.
Okay, hey, here's the rule, though. Don't hit me in the back of the testicles.
No! Okay. Turn so I'm going to get
And right. don't fall onto okay. me after you...
Okay. Yeah, go for it. And don't hit my back, please.
Here, let's turn.
Well, because the world should see this, too.
Yeah. Were we... Oh, wait, wait. Well, no, no, we want to be facing this.
Okay.
You need to go this way. I can't go.
See? That's why. Damn Stop it, pushing so. Me.
Now, I guess it's still recording?
There we go. Okay.
Okay. Now there. Stop.
This is a lovely view from my angle.
What? That's pretty good.
I didn't like it, but it was good.
Waldy, you're done. You're down here.
Oh.
You got...
Okay, so maybe I don't like getting hit really hard, but I figured, you know, it was the first time to try everything. Well, I was just saying, like, you know, some people like terrible things.
I called them out on
this. Is what I was trying to say. Some people like terrible things.
Millions of people like terrible things. It's just
the world. You're one of them. It's cool.
That's fine. And I'm not ashamed of it. You're ashamed of it.
I'm not ashamed of anything I do. You know this.
That is the problem.
No, like I this is what has become. And I'm okay with that. I can't do anything at this point. I'm fucking running on autopilot until I fucking either I don't know, dude. Something's gonna happen.
He's running on autopilot and he keeps going, recalculating.
Recalculating. Take a left at recalculating.
Take
turn left to recalculating.
Take the U-turn
to recalculating.
Proceed to the root.
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 And then it just randomly goes, damn it, Joe.
It is this his inner GPS is just fucked from years of neglect.
My GPS is called a PGS, actually. Yeah.
EGS?
PGS.
PGS4.
I this doesn't stand for anything. Oh. I just like my body like can't put it in the right syntax.
Yeah, the code is wrong from the beginning.
Yeah.
The programmer's first day. He's an intern, actually.
No, dude. Like, I can imagine the person, like, if there were people who, like, were in charge of, like, making humans, right? I can imagine my designers just being like, oh, my fucking God. Like,
I'm going to get fired.
The guy's just like, it's fine. Just put it out, right? You're like, we'll upgrade it later. It's cool. We got time.
I know. We'll patch it in later.
Yeah.
And then that person got fired. We'll fix it in post. And you're like, your file just like got buried between the
Yeah, no. They're just like, all right, let's, you know, crack this open and do some.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Where did you save that?
Oh, no. We forgot about this one.
It's like iPhone on Sprint.
Yeah. What? You did that one to yourself, though.
Well, and apparently they did that to him.
What? iPhone on Sprint?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I do kind of run like an iPhone on Sprint.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Or just anything on Sprint.
Inconsistent, I'll have like bursts of like perfect performance, and then I'll have like...
No, guys, you don't understand. I'm really good right here. Right
here.
Right here.
And they're like, wow, Joe, that was amazing. Can you do that consistently?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
No.
No, I can also like Sprint, and you'd be like, I got it.
Biggest network in the nation, right?
I got this.
And then you're like two blocks away, and like,
Nah.
Dude, they must have paid that Verizon guy.
Two blocks away and he's sitting on a sidewalk and someone offers him money. No, dude.
Dude, what if I was built by people, like a machine? What if I was a machine and you guys had to get me serviced every 2 weeks?
He's on to us.
We don't got the money for that.
You think it'd be expensive?
Well, that's why. That's why.
I like that.
That's why he is the way he is. We haven't had money to service him.
Yeah, like you need a specialist to do it. You know, like a guy who just knows Joe and like knows how to fix me.
Nah, I think we probably take you to like a back alley in Chinatown or something.
The no Joe guy.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about just shoot me in the forehead.
Back alley, just
fixed it.
We're gonna get a new Joe,
it's fixed.
I guess.
That's what I do with shit that doesn't work.
Have you tried hitting it a couple times?
Yeah. I just did.
I've everything.
I hope that was a fresh restart.
Everything. Yeah, yeah, I think it worked.
Everything Jeremy I've Clarkson. Learned how to fix, I learned from Nintendo. I've tried blowing in them. I've tried fucking wiggling it around a bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Putting it in, putting it back out.
Hitting it with some alcohol and Q-tips. Just
unplugging it, you know.
Cycle power.
It hasn't, and none of it's worked. So.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all right, though. That's just... You're just not doing it right.
Yeah, the problem is that they never updated the firmware. They don't even make the cable that's, you know, meant for that.
I'm going rogue at this point.
There's a weird proprietary thing that
they... It worked good enough in the 80s. It works good enough now.
Hey, as long as, like, soon enough, it'll be like, oh, it's retro. We like the style of Joe.
Joe stock is about to go sky high.
Yeah, from the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm here to cash in. Yeah. I'm an early investor.
You are, yeah. You're the first one in.
There we go. He's in.
It's because I was the one that restarted it.
I'm into it.
Still tingling from it. So
I was expecting more.
Oh,
I have a really bad angle.
Yeah,
this just dropped. My phone just dropped.
I was expecting
on your keys,
like my ass to explode. Pretty much. Like you got those arms there. No. We don't need to do it again.
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay.
I got to prove myself.
Okay.
This one, no camera. I mean, no microphone.
No microphone.
I'll get this angle.
No, I want you.
Here, Joe.
Just make sure you hit the right spot, okay? Because, like, I can't afford, like...
Here, give it to him. Oh, yeah, do that.
Like there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is the room mic. We're going to need echo.
God, I wish I had eaten a lot more eggs this morning at this point.
Oh, shit.
Woo! That was a good one.
That was better.
Yeah. Is that a better angle?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that
is that better?
That stings a little bit. I'll take that. Yeah.
Good job. That was a good
Still
one.
Don't like
so
it,
So did
but
you prove your thesis from earlier?
Some people don't like getting hit?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was some people don't like terrible things.
Oh, and then you said you
Dude,
like terrible
things.
Dude,
terrible things
is
a bad
word. Everyone
likes
terrible. Yeah, terrible.
They did
this is
like
what it was, yeah.
Yeah,
or
I
think
it.
Yeah, something like what everyone do? Loves terrible things.
Oh, shit,
at
I'm
some
singing the melody. Don't want
to
pay for it.
I think that's Maybe. Probably a more accurate way to say what I'm trying to say. Everybody loves terrible shit at some point.
Yeah. We circled back.
I would say everyone's tainted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're humans.
Fucked up.
We're fucking human beings. We're all terrible creatures.
Human beings?
Human beings.
That's how I was grown.
I know.
Human beings?
He's a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of us were plucked a little too early. Some of us stayed in the ground too long. Some didn't get watered.
You know,
some got overwatered. Some didn't get too much sun. Some got too much sun.
Need water.
I'm like veal, baby. You got to eat me early. Well, it's not exactly what I meant to say.
Well, that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah. Well, you got to eat me early.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
at some point, we need to go play a show.
Yeah.
It's 2:30.
We actually should probably get ready here.
Yep. So
it's 2:30?
It's 2:30, and we're an hour and 13 minutes into the podcast.
I think that's a good
so maybe,
time.
Maybe well, this will be a point. We'll plug in Joe's story of him pooping himself from the van from the first episode that never will see the light of day.
Yeah.
Well, we could.
Sure. Why not?
Cool. I'm
Wait,
honestly,
which one was that?
I'm cool.
Because I've done that a few times.
No, yeah, we're going to tell a different story each podcast.
Each podcast will end with a different Joe pooping himself story.
There's enough stories.
Well, I mean, for
once
at
a quarter.
A bit. Once a quarter.
Once a quarter.
Yeah.
Cool. He poops himself once a quarter.
Once a quarter.
I'm definitely cool with ending on a we got to eat you early and break.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. I don't know if anything is salvageable or, you know, worth listening to, but I really appreciate you being here. So,
we'll see you tomorrow.
Say goodbye, boys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.